welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review Sofia Coppola Blanc de Blanc. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by a very wise and educated panel, and also the Scotland licensed taxi driver is here.
Good evening, folks.
You look very sharp in your tie.
Thank you. It's a very
you
nice
look sharp.
Thank
and
you
the very vest much. Is nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And then the Triple B is also here, folks.
Am I sharply dressed?
Well, you're wearing a blanket over your shoulder, so if that's sharply dressed, could be. You have a nice pullover from a triathlon, or not triathlon, a 5K you ran.
I do have a hot chocolate 5K on. It's nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's just really cold.
It's true. But tonight, folks, the wine we're drinking is hot, hot, hot. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's actually kind of goofy and dumb.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but certainly the maker,
we're
the
wary.
Producer, well, wary is a good word. It's a very educated word.
It is. We are. It's very educated.
We are wary.
We're all about education here on the show. And tonight, we are drinking a wine from a winery that we have not gotten along with in recent times. In fairness, we got along with them once.
Yeah.
Twice.
Kind of, sort of.
Their Cabernet is the only thing we've ever liked. Both versions of Cabernet. Yeah. Everything else we thought was dog shit. Or some version of dog shit. Or stupid in some fashion.
Yeah.
Stupid. And tonight, we carry that trend on because this wine is equally stupid. This is, but this is his daughter, right?
Well, tell who his is. Tell who he.
Well, he is Francis Ford Coppola.
This is Coppola.
This is Sofia Coppola's Blanc de Blancs from Monterey County. It's a sparkling wine. Now, Scott, I think we've talked about this before. Blanc de Blanc. Are you familiar with Blanc de Blanc?
Blanc de Blanc is French produced 100% Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, yes.
Rob, what are the varietals in this particular Blanc de Blanc?
Well, wouldn't you think if it's a Blanc de Blanc, it'd be 100% Chardonnay?
It'd be 100% Chardonnay.
Well, shouldn't that be an easy question to
it
answer?
It should be, but it's not.
Oh,
you know why?
Trickery. Because they have less than 100%?
Oh, yes, a lot less.
So let's say there's a scale.
Scale.
From
surely it's at least
on
half.
On one end, that would be blank. That would be 0% Chardonnay. And the other end would be bright, deep red, like Scarlet and Scarlet and Gray of Ohio State, who crushed Michigan, red.
I like to think of it as a teeter-totter. So one side would be Chardonnay, and the other side would be everything else. And the side that is tilted up in the air on the other side is an elephant holding it down. So
Ooh.
It's that high in the air.
Oh.
It has no Chardonnay in it at all. It's,
none.
It's 70% Pinot Blanc, though. Does that make you feel better?
No.
Well, let me make you feel worse. It's also 15% Riesling. Then would you like to feel worse?
Riesling.
In a sparkler. And it's also 15% Muscat.
So I don't moo. Why did you say moo? I Scott. Why did you say I moo? I don't moo.
Because you look a little bit portly in your outfit there.
Do they normally use Riesling as a mixing wine? Have we ever seen that before?
Not on wines we drink. I've seen it, but not on wines we drink. we avoid those things. They normally have cupcakes on the lid.
Off the top of my head, I can't even think of a Riesling that's got other white wines blended with it.
I think you might see it I don't know, but you could. Pinot Blanc is a fairly neutral white, so it makes sense that you could do that with it. Pinot Gris, possibly. Maybe Viognier might make something interesting.
I wonder if they needed the higher residual sugar from the Riesling to make the sparkler. Some energy to make the sparkler in the bottle.
Oh, maybe.
But the Pinot Blanc is too dry, perhaps?
No, Chardonnay is bone dry.
Yeah, true that.
So I don't know. But this style is off dry, just so that you know. Stainless steel. It's aged in stainless steel, which makes no
sense.
Oh,
I thought you meant it had a stainless steel taste to it. And I was like, what I thought were meaning.
That's
the
next thing. And 12% alcohol.
Which is
interesting.
Relatively higher content for a sparkler.
Yeah, that's about right.
You think? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you read the description about the wine?
Well, it's in bubbles. on this thing.
Oh, it's in
so it. She didn't make it. Sophia didn't make it. It is his tribute to her.
Well, he doesn't love her very much, then.
Yeah. When he was a little girl, he made her a promise that he would someday make a sparkling wine and name it after her.
Oh,
it's one of their most popular offerings.
Okay.
A favorite for parties and weddings.
That's why I got it on closeout.
It's described as a light, sparkling wine with an elegant, feminine flair.
Ah, see, I said that.
And each bottle is gift-wrapped in pink cellophane styled after a peony.
A peony?
Yeah. Was yours wrapped in cellophane? Yeah,
it's in the trash over there. I ripped it off.
Oh.
I thought it was stupid. I bought this on closeout, though. Normally, it's in the low 20s, and I bought it for, I think, $14.99 of my dollars.
Very if you nice. Belong to the Francis Ford Coppola Club, you can get it for $14.25. Otherwise, it's 19.
That and a bag of chips, folks.
I will tell you. It got 90 points.
Oh, I know this.
From the 2018 Toast of the Coast.
Yes, you're stealing my... It was gold. 90 and gold from Toast of the Coast.
Toast of the Coast.
Yes, no one else quite got around to reviewing it. Say. Toast.
The other thing it says coast. About it is mellow flavors. Listen to this. Apples, pears, topped by a hint of citrus honeysuckle. Elegant in character. It's lightly textured.
Yes.
And vibrant through the finish.
Yes.
Lightly textured.
Lightly textured.
What does that mean? Like a little bit of sugar texture to it? What is that? What are they even saying?
Kitty litter or something like that. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But we'll find out, folks, and so will you when we come back on the Wine Vault. Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for the Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters, Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, tonight's show, the Sophia Coppola Blanc de Blanc, which it's not. So we need to come up with a new name. I'll put be on that. Think of a new name for this wine because it's not a Blanc de Blanc.
I would call it a white sparkling wine.
That actually is accurate. Yeah. It's not going to sell many wine, but then again, it was on closeout, so they're not selling many of these.
Right, can't be any worse.
By the way, it's also their top seller because you can buy it in cans. Just like to point
what?
Out.
The Sophie,
so you can buy that in cans.
The rosé's in cans.
And you can buy this in cans.
So it might have a stainless steel / metal taste if you buy it in a can.
One could hope. I'd like to drop a copper penny in it. So... moving forward, folks, in the glass, you have a typical sparkling white wine is what it appears. What is it? Straw color? Well, no. It depends on which one you're looking at here. It's lighter than straw.
Yeah. Mine's pretty light. Yours looks a lot darker.
I describe this as it's pale.
Like a watered down Mountain Dew.
No.
No. No.
It has a nice color to
it. It has a nice color. It looks proper. It doesn't. The bubbles, though, are quite large and defined, and you like to see a larger bubble in there.
And this has been in the glass 20 minutes going on, and it's still emanating.
Yeah, it is.
How long do you keep it in the fridge before you serve it?
I kept it in there quite a while. You want these things very, very cold. Mm-hmm. Very cold. Yeah, if it gets too warm, then you're actually going to taste the flavors of the wine, and you don't want that.
Mm-hmm. We should maybe put some ice cubes in it.
Yeah. Now, one thing, I think this wine is probably very popular at cocktail parties, ones you don't want to go to.
We just watched a 15-second commercial for it, yes. And it looked like a, I don't know.
Bachelorette party?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Not I was going to gonna be say sexist, like a New York City rooftop summer party, and you're like, oh, I want to be like them. I'm going to drink this wine.
I never had that emotion, but I don't look like that in
that's
a sundress.
That's what they were going
for. That's true. But because of that, Scott brought along a shrimp ring. And so we're eating shrimp cocktail with this because we're fancy.
With homemade cocktail sauce.
Homemade cocktail. By the way, the cocktail sauce is quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spicy is
Mm-hmm. It's actually just a little Dr. McCormick's, but I'll take some credit for it.
She's lied to me.
That's good.
Would I lie to you?
How often does Rob give you a compliment?
Actually, quite regularly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a bold-faced lie.
No, that's true.
When did I compliment you recently?
Today.
I didn't.
When I told you what I was bringing, you said, that's nice.
Well, I was complimenting the wine. I don't know if I was complimenting you, but thank you for doing it, because the wine is excellent. We'll have to. That'll be definitely a second episode. Sorry. Now, on to this wine. No, we won't do that.
I would describe this as pale, and honestly, do you know what it reminds me of?
No, I don't know what it reminds you of.
The champagne of beers. It's a color of Miller. It really is.
I've got a can of High Life. We can compare it.
It is. That's a great comparison.
We should.
It's a pale beer color.
He's going to do it. It's a pale beer color.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Wine guy, acting like he's well prepared, has a can of Miller High Life that he's opening. And we're going to do the color comparison test.
And we can also compare the effervescence.
And I might rather drink it. Oh, it's frozen. There it goes. Oh,
who wants a beer slushy? Yeah. Apparently, I have it a little too cold in the fridge.
It is very similar.
It's
like
very, very similar.
Yeah. The thawing part is very similar. Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Look, it is amazingly similar.
The effervescence is the same.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say the Miller's a little more yellow, just slightly more yellow, but same pale-ish yellow.
Yes, the Miller looks better. It's better looking.
That's hilarious that you had that.
It smells better too.
I haven't smelled it yet.
It smells like soap. All this. Oh, you just smell the muscat right on the nose.
Yeah, it's just sweet
grapiness.
Just sweet. I don't smell anything else. Maybe some banana. As I say, I don't smell anything else.
Banana is not a compliment to a wine.
Yeah.
So not a great nose.
Do I maybe smell something like a honeysuckle? Maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe. I mean,
mine is
we're pretending right now.
Yeah. But I'm like trying to see if there's any other.
I'm just going to go.
Are you just going to drink it?
There's no minerality. No real smell of alcohol. It's just, for me, I just can't overcome the sweetness.
It is.
It's like a fermented pineapple.
It does. I can see
the Sprite.
I can see the mass appeal of it, though.
Oh, I know, but I'm not too keen on those people.
This is in no way like our normal drinking, but if you busted this out at a bachelorette party,
oh, I know,
a beach party, like anything like that, people are going to go crazy.
Is this a toast to the Jersey coast?
No, California coast.
Shit, Baja.
So, it does one thing that normally would be appealing, you know, just the explosion of the effervescence of the bubbles. But when it explodes, it just brings more sweetness to the place.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It's like you get that pineapple-y first impact, and then when you get the effervescence that kind of erupts, it just becomes sweeter.
Are you able to really draw in air?
I like that.
Not really, because there's nothing really to draw in air on.
Yeah.
It has a crystalline texture to it where it's very, very, everything's very faint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you definitely taste a sweet pineapple.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no floral element that really comes through. It's just this, and it's not oppressively sweet, but it's sweet enough that you're like,
What are you tasting on your back palate?
Yeah, I was going to say, there's something, once the effervescence kind of dissipates, and it has a weird process. You get that front fruity pineapple thing, and then it goes to the roof of your mouth.
Yeast.
And then it's like a yeasty aftertaste? Is that what you're getting there?
Yeah, it's yeast. It's not oak, I know that.
It's not bitter, but it's something that's not, it just doesn't, it's you know, it's not proper.
There's some acidity that's also at play.
I will tell you that that back palate flavor that's the yeast or whatever it is, it makes you want to take another drink to get rid of it. So maybe that's how they sell a lot of it, because you're like
meth.
You're like, I'm just going to take another drink to get rid of that taste.
I think with that yeast, there is a little minerality there, but it's hidden.
Minerality?
A touch.
Minerality.
Okay.
You want to try again?
Something. You think it's the acid?
You're on acid. That's
I'd rather be on acid than drink this.
The finish, very finish, has an interesting gastric acidness, acidity, where it sits there in a well of your mouth, and your mouth has just this fleshy, wet acidity going across it, with a little bit of the effervescence still lingering. That's not a look I like.
No.
It's like I've had half of a glass, maybe, and my stomach's a little bit like, it's a lot of sugar.
And
it's there.
Three distinct parts on your palate that, instead of one of these things just doesn't belong here, none of these things belong with each other.
None of these things.
There's nothing well put together about this. This is.
How did this get to a 90?
Revenue ad.
Maybe
is that a magazine or is it a pamphlet?
Maybe they sponsored the tasting.
You said there was a tasting. I bet that Pinot file was there.
No, I don't think so, because it was held at
a Coppola. School.
It was a Coppola takeover that they called that. No.
It's like, I'm not allowed near the school. I don't know why. They should let me in so I can drink the wine.
I love the Pinot file.
Yeah. Yes, all my friends on the dark web.
Oh, my Lord. What? This should be on the dark web.
What?
Right.
This.
You.
Who says our show isn't?
God.
I think it's best on there.
Hey.
What farms do you go to, Scott? That you don't answer.
Farms?
Anyway. Blah. So, we are going to take a break.
Thank God.
And then we're going to come back.
And ridicule this some more?
Well, no, we're going to piss off Becky.
What?
During the potpourri.
Why?
Not intentionally, but it's kind of fun.
Wait, that just sounded like it was intentional.
Yeah.
Maybe it's semi-intentional. Here on the Wine Vault. So we're going to be doing a public service and providing a numerical score.
Who wants refills?
I don't.
Sofia Coppola's Blanc de Blanc, which it's not. So it's Sofia Coppola's nondescript sweet sparkling white wine from Monterey.
Not the worst thing we've ever had.
Right.
No, it's not. Dornfelder or 19 Crimes.
I think it just has like such a good niche market, and covering it in cellophane I think is awful, but so smart.
Good for them.
It belongs in cans.
I wonder if it would be better if it was in a can.
A trash can. So we're going to go around the room. We're going to start off with the triple B.
Okay.
I'm going to pour. I'm going to fill mine up.
And that's as we give our score. Let's pick a wine from the top 100 list we just trashed that we would like to try, or would maybe say this is worth giving it a swing.
Becky, going to say client ancient vine?
Yeah. So the number one thing that we give a score on is it true to the varietal character?
Well, in champagne, this isn't champagne, but in things that are sparkling, that's kind of a Wild West. But is it true to Blanc de Blanc?
Yeah, so it's not, because it doesn't have any.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have any of the varietal character because it isn't the correct wine.
What was the description for the dryness of this again?
Oh, off dry.
Off dry. It's off dry already.
At least misspell Blanc de Blanc to try to be funny. It's not fucking Blanc de Blanc. I bought it because I thought it was a fucking Blanc de Blanc. That's why I'm pissed off. I thought it was a fucking Blanc de Blanc and it's not.
Well, that's why you're pissed off.
Well.
Not because of the way it tastes.
Not because of just life in general.
Well, shit. Go ahead. What's your score?
37. Yeah. I feel like you could just throw a dart at some numbers and then be like, that's my score. And then you could defend it for whatever it was. Right. I'm going to give it an 84. There's no varietal character, so you can't base it off of that. I see why people buy it. If you are having your New Year's or a celebration, I see why people drink it at weddings. I don't love it. I would not want to drink it again, but it's fine for what it is.
All right.
What's your wine? What's your wine from the top 100?
It's going to be Love Block Pinot Noir.
Oh, something different.
Because I had to split that with Rob.
That's true. Question, though. You said fine for what it is. What is it?
A sweet, sparkling wine.
Yep. Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay, but it's... Okay, go ahead.
I'm not... It's not a Blanc de Blanc. So, yeah, for what it is...
Conk de conk.
How much was it? 14
to 20? 20-something. Yeah.
At 20, it is absolutely do not buy it. Oh, 14, no. It's a stretch.
Korbel. Buy Korbel.
Do you remember Andre that I used to love? That was my college.
Okay, that's sparkling a lot wine. Worse than that.
No, I'm just saying. Yes. I was going to say it's better than that, but Andre's $5.
Andre tastes like Aquanet.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. Martini and Rossi on the rocks.
That's terrible, too.
Yes.
This isn't as bad as those, but, you know. If you like Moscato, why not? And you like pink cellophane, go for it. There's no other reason I can think of.
I've never seen this wrapped in pink cellophane on a shelf.
If you want to pretend like you're classy, if you want to pretend, there you go. If you drink your sparkling wines out of Dixie cups, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe so. Oh, there, he's Dr. Seuss in it tonight.
Yeah, there you go. But Scott, what is your score? I'm going to eat some shrimp.
It's got this bizarro mouthfeel thing that is kind of intriguing, but it's too bizarro. It's that whole mid-palate where just the effervescence just erupts, and then there's that sweetness that pops up there, and then there's that yeasty aftertaste that's just not pleasant.
I don't think you understand the term intriguing. It's not intriguing.
You get a mouthfeel out of it. We like mouthfeel type
wines. It's
like
saying Dane Cook is intriguing. He's not intriguing.
He was. No. Once upon a time. Oh, once upon a time, yes.
He's a douche.
Once upon a time, he was top 100 people.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
People magazines, what's top 100.
What's your score?
81.
81, okay.
And my wine selection would be any of the Grüner Veltliners because I think the German-Austrian wines are great.
You understand the Grüner Veltliner is only Austrian.
Well, that's close to German.
Do you understand
See?
That?
Even the crowd agrees.
The Austrians had a serious problem with this one time, and I believe there were a couple W's before that.
Damn them.
Yeah, that's not...
I still like Grüner Veltliner, and there's a couple in the $20 range.
You like Austrian wine?
Yes, I like the Austrian wine. Not but German. I also like the German wines, too, that are on this list.
What, like, but you naming the Grüner Veltliner, which aren't German.
They aren't German.
Do you wish that Austria was still part of Germany?
I don't care. I
just wish they were still under German control. Do you dislike Poland and wish they'd invade it again? You damn Nazi!
Hey, Poland gave away some of their land too. That was terrible.
Yeah, what
that
else,
was
man?
Terrible.
Okay.
He did bring over a Trump wine tonight.
I did. Scott did. Don't worry, folks. You're going to hear that soon enough. And it's on to me, folks. See, I'm torn because. I don't think that this wine, how bad is it?
You poured it yourself another glass.
I know, because it's not objectionable. That's why I'm going to give it an 80 nought, an 80 love, as it would be. An
there you
80.
Go. You're going to give it 80 love, blocking it from the 70s?
I can't quite go 79, because it's not objectionable tasting.
Because you love
it. Just
it.
Doesn't really taste like
if
anything.
If it gets warm at all, taste it now where it's like slightly warm. It is not good.
He wouldn't know that it's slightly warm because he just poured some cool, chilled Sophia's glass.
Well, it's not
glass.
Good cold, but 80, I think, is a good score. It's absolutely not recommended. However, it does follow in the fine line of Coppola's tradition about making wines that are substandard. So that's good. At least they're consistent.
But the thing about this is...
This is tantamount to child abuse if you made it for your daughter.
I know. That's what really I was just thinking. Don't you feel bad now?
He must not have liked his daughter very much.
I think you're simple and stupid.
But people are going to like this.
Yeah, they are.
People are going to like this. A sweet wine crowd is going to love this, actually.
I wonder if this is suggestive that he's very sexist because he thinks this is all woman is.
I would buy this for like a white elephant.
Why?
Girls would like it.
The bachelor, bachelorette parties.
Yeah,
oh my god, they would love it.
They'd love this.
Yeah, they would love it.
But there's people, and not just women. There's men who, when they drink wine, they want sweet wine, mm-hmm. and that's fine. Don't apologize for your taste. And those folks would like this. Yeah.
But get the cans so you can put it in your car cup holder.
There you go.
Yeah. Are the cans cheaper?
Why not?
Drink Sophia wine from your Yeti.
You know what?
There you go.
All you masculine dudes out there, buy this, shake it up, then shoot it with your shotguns, man.
Or shotgun it. Shotgun one while you're shooting the other one. Imagine other three with your
vomiting
shotgun.
This. Well, we will eventually, but you don't want to do that.
I don't think I have to imagine that. No. I also, this is somewhat bothering my stomach.
Yeah.
It's a tapeworm. But anyway, folks, to an 80, an 81.
Where can you find the cans?
Stores right next to shitty stuff.
Didn't Sophia no, we looked for the rosé.
We're not looking anymore.
We're not looking anymore.
No.
You can get a gift set.
Well, really, what does it come with? Something other than this?
Comes with gummy bears.
No.
But guess what the gummy bears are made out of?
The wine.
THC.
Champagne.
Made with Dom Perignon.
Bullshit.
Vintage champagne.
What?
Yes. She lies not.
Wait a minute. The gummies are made with real stuff, and this is the shit that they're going to make you drink?
Yep.
How much does that cost? And who the fuck would make gummy
$39.
Bears?
But is it member pricing $29.25?
Oh, what, do they take a spoonful of Dom Perignon?
That is hilarious. Look.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, they can't. You know what? You know what?
Are you going to take away points?
Coppola, go fuck yourself.
I knew it.
So,
we needed that.
With that, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu and see you next time on an animated and award-winning, apparently, Wine Vault. Good night.
Toast to the coast.
Yes, are we toast to the coast? We're toast to the coast of Lake Erie here on the Wine Vault. Good night, folks.